Let's explore Alaska and experience this together.
Can I come?
You better believe it.
It's 7:49, and it's time for our Wednesday morning briefing with Dr. Eileen Marty, professor at Florida International University. I'll go, but I need to bring my doctor, Dr. Marty. How are you, Dr. Marty? You ready to go on a cruise?
I'm doing fine. you know, that's a contentious topic here in South Florida because of the governor's order. And from what I understand, some cruise lines have now decided to go ahead and insist on vaccinated passengers despite the governor's order.
First of all, it's
an economically poor plan what the governor is doing. It's counter to the best interest of that particular business. So it's quite an unfortunate decision.
Well, it looks like good news here in Illinois. Lowest number of daily cases since the pandemic started. Our positivity rate, the lowest it's been, 1.1%. We're opening up around here on Saturday. Restaurants, bars, gyms, and other businesses in Chicago and Illinois will not be required to follow pandemic restrictions. Are you okay with all this? Do you feel good about this?
As long as people remain aware that we're not completely out of this and that people remain attentive to risk and their own risk in particular.
And, you know, it's interesting to note that, southern states, Arkansas, the Carolinas, Georgia, Louisiana have some of the worst vaccination rates in the nation. So when I hear about that, I think, wait a minute, is it possible that they could have a surge there and it could spread to places like Illinois that are doing well?
Well, first of all, it's already happening. In areas in the United States that have low vaccination rates, right now we're seeing a surge in hospitalization. So that's a problem. Couple that with the fact that the what's now being called the Delta variant, what pangolin lineage 1.67.1.2, which is first found in India, is now 6% in the United States and growing. And this is a variant that is taking over England over its original UK variant, right? The Alpha variant. So it's more contagious and it causes worse disease. That's already been confirmed. So it's a real problem if we don't get these areas that have low vaccination rates to up their vaccination rates. Yes, it can spread. And then especially if that portion of the population in Illinois that has its immunity from the natural infection instead of the vaccine, they're at higher risk of exposure to this Delta variant, as has already been shown in the UK.
People email us and text us questions for you every week, and we're getting a lot of questions along the lines of this one. Are children up to the age of 7 safe around parents who have not been vaccinated? Is the mother or father more likely to be a spreader of the virus?
That's simple. That's a yes. Yeah. The good news, obviously, is that for this particular virus, children tend to do better, but we've still seen thousands of cases in children and hundreds of hospitalizations and deaths in children. So when the parents are not vaccinated, they're absolutely putting their child at risk.
Big story in the news today. This is not about COVID, but I know you're up on this, so I want to hear what you have to say about this Alzheimer's drug. And now it's my understanding that the problem here has to do with potential side effects. What do you know about this?
Yeah, that is a problem that some individuals can get some bleeding from it, and it really depends on the dose that's being given. But I think it's kind of interesting to put in perspective what this drug is, and that is through the study of immunology, it was discovered that people who made antibodies by themselves, made natural antibodies against these amyloid plaques that are this tau protein that really damages the brain. It's part of the problem with Alzheimer's did better. So the people who naturally made antibodies to it did better. So they took the cells that make those antibodies, the B cells and plasma cells that make those antibodies, and they analyzed exactly what shape antibodies was doing the job. And then they created a synthetic version of those antibodies, and that's what the drug is. So, and what happened was, even though the trial was originally rejected, when they went back and looked at it in a more subtle form, they discovered that there was a benefit to people to take it. Enough of that benefit that the FDA chose to go ahead and approve it, but it is highly controversial because of the side effects that some individuals get, especially at high dose.
So, in your opinion, what's going to happen here? They need more trials? And then I'm confused about what the FDA is saying about this right now.
Well, the FDA is going to allow it to be used. It's a rather expensive antibody that this drug is. And really, if you think about it, by letting it be used, they are, in fact, conducting what we call a phase four trial. And that's a post-marketing type of trial. So, yeah, they'll continue to monitor it very carefully. That's why you've probably seen on the news that they're going to be monitoring people who take this with regularly scheduled brain scans, MRIs.
And a headline on the Wall Street Journal front page, millions of Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses are set to expire this month. Are we going to be able to send that to other countries badly in need of vaccines?
I think that's the plan. That's certainly what we ought to do if we can't use it here. I will tell you that in Florida, we have made the decision that we are vaccinating whoever shows up, and that includes people from other countries and generally people who are vaccine tourists, if you will. We're giving them the J&J because they don't have to wait for that second dose.
Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. I will call you and let you know when we're leaving on the cruise, Dr. Marty.
Sounds great.
Have a good week. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, take care.